Tonight, the NBA Finals begin with the Miami Heat facing the San Antonio Spurs again. They met in last year's finals, and there is talk of legacy if Miami wins again. This would actually be the third championship, although don't count the Spurs out just yet.
And then there's hockey. The Los Angeles Kings beat the New York Rangers last night in the first game of the Stanley Cup Finals, but you never count out the New York Rangers. Doug Trabue of NPR's Only a Game is here, and I know Jeremy wants to get to the NBA, but start with the NHL. Comeback Kings, as they've been called, did win last night in overtime, but what do you expect for the series?
Boy, if we get games like that game throughout this series, yeah, it's going to be spectacular. That was a terrific win for the Kings. They were down 2-0, rallied, and then won in overtime, and that is a tough loss for the Rangers. The Rangers on the road could have stolen a game and regained home ice advantage in Los Angeles. Bad news for Rangers fans, 57 of the last 74 seasons, the team that wins game one wins the series.
Oopsie. Well, you know, this could be the year, you guys, but Justin Williams of the Kings has been making a name for himself, actually many names. He's been called Mr. Game 7 because he always comes through in the last game, but now he's being called Mr. Game 1. He made that winning shot last night. Twitter a flurry with new names for him.
Right. Captain Clutch, Mr. Clutch. They were making apologies to Robert Horry, the former great NBA sharpshooter, saying he is the new Mr. Clutch in hockey. He had a terrific goal. He's been terrific all throughout the playoffs, and they're really relying on him. He came through and he gave them the win last mm-hmm. night.
Now, what about the NBA? We've got the Heat and the Spurs going at it again tonight, although this time the Heat is not just LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. There are others.
Well, they've got Ray Allen still producing at this level and
sadly,
still a touch.
Yeah. Sorry, a Celtics fan. Sorry, go ahead.
And the key here is that you've got two of the best franchises. This is the ideal matchup. You're looking at the Heat possibly winning their third consecutive title. The Spurs are looking for their fifth title since 1999. They are the model of consistency.
And that third title would be called a three-peat. That's what we would call it. And it turns out that that is, what is that, owned by Pat Riley, the owner of the Heat?
That's right. In
the term three-peat.
Right. So Pat Riley, the president of the Heat, had this term coined in the 80s. He trademarked it, and he has protected it aggressively. None of the teams, while he's been with them, have done it, but he has profited when the Yankees three-peated. He has protected it aggressively against other teams using it. So if you want it on your T-shirts when you win three in a row in your sport, you're paying some money to Pat Riley.
Well, now he's part owner of the Heat. So, but, Doug, we got about a minute left. One last thought on Don Zimmer, the baseball lifer. He was married to his wife on a baseball diamond. He played for the Mets. He bench coached the Yankees. He managed the Boston Red Sox and the Cubs in 89, manager of the year. And now, Jeremy, you were pointing this out.
Every newspaper around the country pointed out that their own Don Zimmer
they
has passed away
him.
Because they're all claiming him.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. 66 years in baseball, there are some special people who are able to transcend their generation and relate to players. This is a guy that was valued enough to still be a bench coach, you know, into his late years mm-hmm. as a valued advisor to much younger players. And that's a rare gift to be able to connect with a 20-year-old superstar when you're in your 70s
and
80s.
And, well, pitcher Bill Lee used to call him a gerbil because of his lip, his cheeks.
Popeye was another popular nickname.
He didn't appreciate that, but it does feel today like a lot of people want to just pinch those cheeks one last time. So Don Zimmer, what a baseball life. Doug Trabue of NPR's Only a Game, thanks so much.
Thanks.